Hey, Big Aunt Triple X, what's going on? What's going on, world? How y'all doing on tonight? Oh man, this is a blessed day, a continuation of a blessed day throughout the day. So I want to say that first and foremost. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you, Father God, for the achievements on today. Thank you, Father God, for the accomplishments on today. Father God, we thank you for allowing me to be here on tonight and sending my prayers up to you. Father God, right now, I'm sending prayers up against the bike biters. Father God, I'm sending prayers up against the fakers. Father God, I'm sending prayers up against spiritual witchcraft and wickedness in places where it don't need to be. Father God, I'm sending prayers in defense up against demons and warlocks that work in iniquity, Father God, and smile in your face, but definitely stabbed you behind your back. Father God, I'm praying against any evil doers and saying, and those people that claim they mean you some good, but don't mean you no good at all. Father God, I'm praying against the jealousy and the enviness, Father God, not just for me, but for the people that listen and view and subscribe to the show. Father God, you give me discernment. You give me a listening ear. You give me vision, Father God, and you give me a thought process that's beyond the imagination. And Father God, I can't help and I can't take back from how people may view me or see me, but don't know the real me. Because see, Father God, they look at anyone, including me, with the naked eye, not with the spiritual eye, and they come up with a decision based on what they see in reality. And Father God, that's not right. See, Father God, we call them Pharisees, Father God, modern day Pharisees of today. Because Father God, they look at everything that you're doing and wondering what you're doing, and they causing just as much harm, just as much backbiting, just as much iniquity as anybody else. Father God, I never seen you make a man so perfect where he could point the finger at somebody else. The only man that you made like that, and that's your son, Jesus Christ. See, Father God, I got something to say tonight, and I'm going to say it because this is the Big Unc Triple X show, and you allow me to do just that. And I thank you, Father God, on today, because you told me, Father God, you told me before I laid eye, just talk to the people and give them a message. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm being obedient. I may not be perfect. It don't matter what you think about me. It don't matter what you say about me. You can whisper. You can say anything you want to say. But know that I have a God. I pray to a God. I worship a God. I serve an almighty God, the same God that you serve. So you can't say what worked for you won't work for me. See, you're entitled to your own opinion. Because in the book of Timothy, it tells us that your ways are not his ways and your thoughts are not his thoughts. So it doesn't matter what you say, because I don't have to show myself approved to you. I show myself approved to the Creator, the Alpha and Omega, the one that gives me breath to breathe, ears to hear, vision to see, and a tongue to talk. And I thank you on the day. And I praise your name on this day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You know, I'm just dropping in today because I want to say, stop doing the things you're doing. I'm not even going to a Bible verse, because when the Spirit gets upon me, I can preach and teach without the Bible. That's the thing. You know, men, you have to be men. You can't degrade yourself to keep friendships. You can't degrade yourself to keep jobs. See, especially married men. See, know that when you have a wife and family, you showed yourself approved to the Creator. So you don't need to show yourself approved to an outsider, because God put things in place for you to excel. You was meant to be a king and a leader. You weren't meant to be a follower amongst people that God created to be the weaker vessel. God didn't create you like that. See, you got to be mindful of these people that throw the rock and hide their hand. You got to be mindful of these people with these emotions. They overflow so bad. They take it so personal where they cry. Grown people cry. Live your life like an adult supposed to live their life. Oh, yeah, I said it. Because, see, this is where God told me to say the things I can say in a peaceful and harmonized way, and in a respectful, professional way. And that's what I'm doing. See, you can't even worry about followers. See, when a follower done already had an incident with a leader, then they go back to the people who they was following and they still continue to be a follower. See, sometimes you got to let that follower fall, because they don't know no better. You know why? Because they misguided. You can't keep living in these times and bringing old ways up to a current situation. You can't do that. You can't keep holding these grudges, speaking about people, saying things about people that you think you're right. You're not even realizing that you're practicing witchcraft. Everybody deserves peace. Everybody deserves happiness. Everybody deserves harmony. Everything ain't always about you. It's about the people that God brings into your life. So men got to stand up and be men. There may be somewhere in your life that woman will respect you as a man instead of a weak vessel, but not the weaker vessel. See, sometimes we got to take our kingdom back. We got to take our throne back, because it's been tampered with. It's been kind of rearranged, moved out of place just a little bit. And it's not the same kingdom that it once was. And see, when I'm speaking, I'm talking about all mankind, all humanity. See, sometimes we even got to stop being what you call that crab in the bucket, that slave mentality. See, when someone want to correct you in a professional way, you throw all these darts and arrows. But just as soon as that mindset adapt to what it's been trained to be adapted to, you have no problem with it. And that's a sad situation. See, we got to start building relationships with other strong men and men of God and leaders. See, you can't brush off, right? I see women do this a lot, and I always applaud women for this. And this is just my humble opinion. I see women go and build relationships with other sisters, no matter what the color is. And I see women understanding other women and don't even have to know them but for a split second. But I don't see brothers doing that. I don't see brothers building relationships like they should be building with other brothers. I ain't saying you got to build relationships with everybody. But I was always taught if you have an ought with a man and you have an issue with a man, you go to that man. You don't talk about that man the weaker vessels, because your manhood is being mixed in with emotions. Then you become emotional as well. Yeah, I said it. See, this is the Big Ump Triple X show. And I've always told you that when I speak, I'm going to give you things in a Bible-ish say it, man, as well. And this is one of those days. This is one of those things. Because I've been blessed to see a lot of things and see a lot of people act a lot of ways. But one thing I know for sure is that they ain't who they say they are. And they may not know God. See, once a man or a woman reach a certain point in their life where they're comfortable, sometimes they never pick up that book. They never get on their knees and pray. They never go to a church or a gathering to get to know God because they think they don't need God. But when they fall, they get to scrambling and praying. And God will answer you. But it's going to take longer than what it should, when you should be praising and worship and talking to God now. See, be a leader and not a follower. Don't get mixed in emotions when it stunts your growth. Don't get mixed in emotions when it stunts your growth. Be the man, be the woman that God have called you to be. See, I know you form your own opinions and say the things you have to say. And sometimes you may not even listen to me because it's me. But listen to the message that comes out of me. You don't worry about who it's coming from. You don't have to worry about who's saying it. Listen to the message, because the message is authentic. The message is authentic. See, we have, like, sometimes I see people, they gossip and they talk. And they talk amongst each other away from the place and think you don't know that they're talking and gossiping. Then they may sit back and wonder why you don't say nothing to them or speak to them. But we know what you're doing. Then you have to ask yourself, do you want to be involved in that, or how you handle that? But one thing I know the Almighty God always wants, if he don't want nothing else, is peace. It's peace. So you have to pray. And you have to know that God is God and God is real. Just like my banner say back here on this wall, be still and know that I am God. Let God work. Don't fight no battles. Don't fight no battles. Let God work all your battles out. Continue to be who you are. See, don't change yourself for people, because people may have a problem with what you do and who you talk to and how you are doing things. Don't change yourself for people. But I pray that God save your soul as well as mine. And I pray that God keep all those demonic spirits away from you, including me. And I pray that God save everything and manifest everything and proven to be everything in your life that you always and ever wanted. I pray for the goodness. I ask for the goodness, not the bad, but the goodness. Respect one another. Stop doing those things against each other. It don't matter who you are, what color you are. Stop doing it. Serve God first. Pray to God first and be the man, be the woman that God has called you to be. Stop being a follower. Stop being a gossiper. Some of the things you do, your spouses may not even know you do it. Or your significant other may not even know you do it, but you do it to keep a friendship and maintain a friendship, and you never build and develop friendships with other people to know who they exactly are because you're being brainwashed to listen to what people say, and you do just that. And God may bring other people in your life just so you can get to where you need to get. Lean not into your own understanding, but into the understanding of your Lord and Savior. Lean not to your own understanding, because your own understanding will get you nowhere. Pray for a blessed life, a blessed wife, a blessed husband. Pray for that promotion on the job. Pray to get a better job. Pray for a bigger house, a better car, more friends, better friends. Restore friendships, relationships. Pray for things that's going to be a benefit to you, not things that are going to damage somebody else so you can sit back and watch their downfall. If you see somebody falling, don't sit there and let them fall. Help them, especially when you can. It makes all the sense in the world. Help them. Because when you bless them, God's going to bless you, because God wants you to be blessed. And God is asking of you to be blessed and stay blessed. Stop being gullible. Stop being weak. Be a man. Be a woman. Stop having two and three faces. Stop false accusations. Stop building your own opinion on people when you don't know them. You ain't never spent a day with them. And you judge people by, you're judging people by their work ethics, but you don't know what else they do in life and who they really are. And you get in your little huddles and talk, your little favorite buddy systems and talk. You got to cut all that out. Because God ain't going to bless them no more than they going to bless you. And God ain't going to bless you no more than he going to bless them. God don't have no respect to persons. But you pray yourself steadfast in Christ. You pray yourself to be safe in Christ and saved in Christ. And you pray that same thing for the next person and the next person and the next person. It's people I know going through stuff. And I pray that God answer your prayer in a peaceful way, in a humble way, in a giving way, in a prophetic way, in a financial way. I pray that God lift your spirit, your soul, your mind, and your body. I pray that God bless your family. Start showing more love to one another. Stop being so negative. We got to live in this world together. We got to be together for a long time till God calls us home. Help one another. Put a smile on your face. Hug somebody and tell them you love them. Pray the night before you go to bed. And tell somebody you love them. I love you. And you know God loves you. And I tell you that every time I end my show, God loves you. And Big Aunt loves you. So cut it out. And be that man or that woman that God called you to be. This big Aunt Triple X. Heavenly Father, thank you on the night. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to deliver this message, to do your will and do what you say to do, Father God, before I go to bed. Father God, let these be the prayers for tonight as well. Bless me and my wife. Bless our newfound pet and our family. Bless our kids, our grandkids, Father God. Bless my neighbors. Bless my friends and my social life, Father God. Bless my co-workers as well. Father God, we ask that you watch over us tonight and the listeners and subscribers and the viewers of this show, that we have a good, safe, and blessed night. And we wake up in the morning, Father God, and we do it all over again. And we want to say thank you, Father God. We want to say bless your name. We want to say bless your holy name, Father God, as we worship you, honor you, and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, so that's what I want to drop in and tell y'all tonight. Just cut the negativity out. This message is meant for everybody, not a certain group of people, me included. This is meant for everybody. Cut the negativity out. Praise God first and work on yourself next. God loves you. Big God loves you. Peace.